Watch, U.S. forces sink floating narco refueling station in Eastern Pacific operation. By Bob Price on September 4, 2026. U.S. Southern Command, Southcom, dealt another devastating blow to Western Hemisphere drug syndicates on Thursday, announcing that American naval forces intercepted and sank a floating refueling station operating in support of the violent Ecuadorian narco-terrorist organization Los Caneros. This is a continuation of President Donald Trump's policy of destroying drug trafficking vessels that began just over 1 year ago. The high-stakes interdiction was carried out on September 3 in international waters of the Eastern Pacific at the direct order of Southcom Commander General Francis L. Donovan, in close coordination and collaboration with the government of Ecuador, according to a statement posted on social media by Southcom. Littoral Combat Force 24 strikes from USS San Antonio. Military intelligence confirmed the targeted vessel was serving as a crucial logistics node for Los Caneros, supplying fuel to at-sea high-speed narco boats smuggling deadly illicit narcotics northward toward the American homeland. In a precision response, Littoral Combat Force 24, LCF-24, launched directly from the amphibious transport dock USS San Antonio, LPD-17, to interdict, board, search, and secure the target ship. The interdiction of the Los Caneros refueling vessel showcased the rapid response doctrine of modern naval littoral warfare, relying on seamless synchronization between rotary wing aviation support and high-speed surface assault craft launched from the USS San Antonio. Prior to the boarding team making physical contact with the target, and Marshall Islands 60 Seahawks helicopter provided airborne tracking, real-time command surveillance, and sniper overwatch. Operating directly above the target vessel, the airborne platform used its forward-looking infrared, FLIR, optics and surface search sensors to vector assault teams and while ensuring the surrounding waters remained clear of hostiles. With aerial security established overhead, assault elements of Littoral Combat Force 24, LCF-24, moved in using an 11-meter rigid hull inflatable boat, 11MRIB. Carrying approximately 8 to 10 heavily armed Marines and boat crew, the high-speed craft maneuvered along the suspect ship's gunwales, allowing operators to execute a rapid visit, board, search, and seizure (VBSS) sequence. The combination of lethal overhead surveillance from the Seahawks and the swift delivery of boarding teams via the RIB enabled U.S. forces to overwhelm, board, and clear the floating refueling station without incident, securing the personnel on board before sending the cartel asset to the ocean floor. U.S. Marines and sailors from LCF-24 cleared the vessel without incident. Individuals removed from the floating fuel station were taken into custody and are being safely transferred to Ecuadorian authorities to face prosecution. Once cleared of all personnel, U.S. forces sent the cartel supply ship to the bottom of the ocean. This interdiction cuts off a critical node in the traffickers' logistics chain and advances the goals of the America's Counter-Cartel Coalition, AEC, and JTF-WEM to dismantle narco-terrorist networks, Southcom declared in an official statement. The Department of War and the AEC remain unwavering in their mission to defeat narco-terrorists in the Western Hemisphere and defend our homeland. The San Antonio and LCF-24, spearheading regional security. The engagement highlights the lethal, agile capability of Littoral Combat Force 24, a specialized marine task force built for near-shore combat, high-speed maritime interdictions, and rapid crisis response. Operating from the USS San Antonio, a 684-foot amphibious warfare platform equipped with well-deck landing craft and flight decks supporting MV-22 Ospreys and attack helicopters, LCF-24 provides American commanders with a highly mobile sea base to hit transnational criminal networks anywhere in the Caribbean or Eastern Pacific at a moment's notice. Trump administration's escalating counter-narco campaign. Thursday's operation marks another strike in the Trump administration's aggressive military enforcement campaign against Western Hemisphere drug cartels. The policy of kinetic strikes against terrorist drug trafficking boats began just over a year ago when President Donald Trump signed an executive order authorizing the use of military force against certain drug cartels, Breitbart Texas reported. A few days later, the president ordered a strike against a drug-laden vessel in international waters. The strike destroyed the boat and killed 11 Trinidad-Aragua drug smugglers. Executing operations through Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere. JTFWEM, the standing joint military command structure formed to synchronize U.S. operations alongside regional allies under the broad multilateral framework of the America's Counter-Cartel Coalition. AEC, the U.S. military has taken an uncompromising posture against designated foreign narco-terrorist organizations. Since the administration's counter-cartel military campaign kicked off under Operation Southern Spear in late 2025 and evolved into JTFWEM, over 65 narco vessels destroyed or sunk. American forces have interdicted, boarded, or sunk well over 65 cartel-affiliated vessels and logistics nodes across the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific corridors, including two floating narco refueling stations taken down in the Eastern Pacific over a 48-hour period alone. Dramatic reductions in maritime smuggling. Department of War progress updates confirm that the administration's persistent interdiction campaign has driven historic drops in cartel maritime activity, slashing illicit transit by 65% in the Western Caribbean, 60% in the Eastern Caribbean, and nearly 50% in key Eastern Pacific corridors. By treating transnational drug cartels as the foreign terrorist threats they are, Southcom and JTFWEM continue to send an unequivocal message to regional gangs. There is no safe harbor on the open seas for those seeking to smuggle poison into the United States. A decisive blueprint for Western Hemisphere security. By shifting from passive maritime surveillance to forward deployed active interdiction, the Trump administration and Southcom have fundamentally redefined the rules of engagement against transnational criminal syndicates in international waters. The seamless execution of the September 3rd operation, neutralizing a key logistics node for Los Caneros without a single friendly casualty, demonstrates the lethal effectiveness of combining specialized sea-basing platforms like the USS San Antonio, agile amphibious forces like LCF-24, and real-time intelligence sharing through Joint Task Force Western Hemisphere, JTFWEM. As the America's Counter-Cartel Coalition continues to expand its joint operational footprint across Latin America, operations like these send an unmistakable message to narco-terrorist organizations: the open ocean is no longer a sanctuary, and the United States and its regional partners possess both the military capability and the political willpower to dismantle these illicit networks wherever they operate. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.